Marcelina's husband was killed on Saturday. He'd worked in Peru's mines for years, but she says he had been worried about this one.
He said they are not safe in the mine. It is risky. That's what he told me. And that's why I told him, why are you going to the mine? What if something happens to you, I said.
The accident happened at the La Esperanza mine in Arequipa in the early hours of Saturday. Local officials say a short circuit sparked a fire in one of the tunnels, 100 meters underground. 175 workers managed to evacuate, but 27 others were killed.
Our solidarity and condolences with the families that lost their beloved ones. There's an initial report where at the part of the mine that's affected, at least 27 people died. Today, the prosecutor's office arrived, also a police rescue brigade.
Marcelina and other relatives rushed to the remote site as soon as they heard there'd been an accident. But this is as close as they can get.
I want to see my husband. I want to see him. If you don't allow us, we will rebel. We're dealing with a lot of pain. It's a life. It's not any random thing. We want to see his belongings, how he lived, where my husband lived. That's what I want.
Peru is South America's largest gold producer, and mining makes up a huge part of its economy. But in the last decade, more than 500 workers have died, twice as high as neighboring Chile.
My brother had two children and leaves a widow. We are very dismayed by all that has happened.
By the dark hours of Monday, the bodies of all 27 victims had been recovered. Many hope the disaster will shine a light on the risks that still remain for workers in one of the world's top mining countries. Alexandra Byers, Al Jazeera.